All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you here from New York City on the 26th day of December, 2017. Of course, this will be our last show for this year. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and that you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com or call our office in New York during normal work hours, 718-457-1426. Again, the website is miningstocks.com. You can go there also to pick up on a lot of interesting articles that that I read and think are worthy of passing along, as well as keeping up with the stocks, the news for the stocks that are in my portfolio and in my newsletter. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. ChenPicks.com is where you need to go for that. Chen has done an extraordinary job of building wealth for his family in trading, and a lot of great, very interesting ideas. And I'm expecting that Chen is going to be with me next week to talk about some of the exciting ideas he has as we head into the new year. I do want to thank you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to thank you and encourage you to send along questions, comments, criticisms, and praises to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week, our sponsors are New Range Gold Corp, Bonterra Resources, Aron Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. Well, before I get into today's show, let me make a few comments regarding Novo Resources. It's a company that is a sponsor to this show and a company whose stock remains the largest holding in my personal portfolio, though I have now trimmed it back to around 20% of my portfolio. That's down from a high of 66% when the stock was trading at around $7 U.S. Last Thursday, management put out a press release that resulted in the stock getting hit very hard, despite a couple of bulk samples that appeared to be reasonably good, though nothing like the initial bulk sample that scored over 2 ounces of gold per ton. Well, the stock plummeted from around $4 in U.S. money to slightly under $3 on that news. Then on Friday of last week, as well as today, it fell still further. As we were getting ready to go on the air now, just a few minutes ago, it was trading at U.S. $2.70. Well, there are a couple of reasons that I can think of as to why this stock has been hit so hard. First, after the initial bulk samples not only revealed an assay of over 2 ounces per ton, the first bulk sample also hinted that there may be disseminated gold throughout the matrix. If that were in fact proven to be true, it would have meant that a more normal drill program might have been able to prove up an economic deposit much more quickly and less expensively than if it was purely a nugget play, a gold nugget play. Unfortunately, recent work has strongly suggested that disseminated gold occurs only very, very close to individual nuggets and not throughout the matrix. So that presents a sampling issue, which was something that Dr. Quentin Henning always understood would be there. There was the hope, however, disseminated gold might reduce that that risk. The other thing that I think of very quickly that seems to be standing out is that the geometry of the gold-bearing structures, it may be that the gold-bearing structures are not as thick as perceived, thus requiring more mining dilution than previously thought. In other words, if you have 17 grams per ton, maybe till you mine the material above or below that gold-bearing structure, you may be looking at something like 4 or 5 grams per ton. It could still be economic. We just, you know, there's just so much unknown. And, you know, all of this is really conjecture, because it's still very, very early in the process of exploring this very, very unusual deposit. And I have an interview scheduled for Dr. Quentin Henning tomorrow at around 11 o'clock New York time, and it will be aired to my subscribers as early as tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to send out an email to my subscribers and let them know that they can go to the website at Mining Stocks or at J. Taylor Media and listen to this interview with Dr. Henning. As soon as we're able to get that posted, we will do so. Those of you listening to the show who may not be subscribers, if you send along your email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, send your email along there and also request to hear the interview with Dr. Henning. Well, I've titled today's show, The Biggest Economic Risk for 2018, a T-bond collapse, Michael Pinto visits for the first time, and Michael Oliver returns as well. In his December 8, 2017 missive, Michael Oliver's Momentum work declared the big market event of 2018 is likely to be a collapse in the U.S., German, and Japanese government bonds. Oliver derives his views from his stoic momentum and structural analysis approach to markets, I think very much non-emotional. And I should think that my main guest today, Michael Pinto, must have a similar view from a fundamental perspective. I'm saying that judging from the title of his book titled The Coming Bond Market Collapse. And Pinto believes the biggest financial bubble of all time will ultimately collapse and wreak havoc on the global financial markets and the lives of those who are not expecting it. If a bond market collapse is imminent, is it likely to happen next year? What will be the Fed's response? And what might that mean for the dollar's value and inflation? What role might China's growing disdain for the dollar play in the global capital markets? And how should investors respond to rising rates? Those and many more questions will be asked of Michael Pinto. But right now, we have to take a commercial break. But don't go away, because Michael Oliver will be with us to share his latest views on some of the most important markets to us. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or a single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.